For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
A little behind the scenes to let you guys in on. After the show yesterday, we had a company picnic.
Well, let's clarify. It was after the show, but not directly after the show.
Yeah, it was like a noon to two kind of, you know, everybody can leave the office and go hang out, play games, drink, eat, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. We do it once a year here. Mm-hmm. We're debating what do we do after the show. Heather, you went.
I did.
I went. John, you had a conflict.
Yeah, I had to work. I mean, it's nice to know that there are people that can take the middle of the day off and play games. Others do have to work.
We're already getting the shots fired. When I showed up at this picnic, I was immediately asked, where's your partner?
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to, in my defense, I was there last year.
Well, that's exactly what came up.
And I had a lot of fun. And I think everybody else had a lot of fun.
And I said, oh, no, he's in Ann Arbor. He's got to get something done. And they said, no, he's got to be here. I said, well, Heather's going to be here. And they were like,
no, not her.
We want John. And I go, what's the big deal? Like, I mean, sure enough, John, you're an okay guy, but why does he have to be here?
Well, I like having fun. And I like to laugh. I like to tell some jokes. And I'm not afraid to, basically, everybody is a target. And I'm fine with being a target as well.
Well, so that's where things came up. So apparently, I didn't know this. Last year, there's like a water balloon toss.
Oh, yeah.
And I was told that you were hiding in the women's bathroom to avoid being hit with the water balloons. And then at the end, you performed a sneak attack where you dumped a bucket of water over our market manager and promotions director. So they wanted revenge this year, and they thought you were a coward.
That's fine. They could think whatever they want. I was not hiding in the women's bathroom. They were in the women's bathroom. I was outside the door waiting for it to open to douse them as they came out.
They said that John, he seems like a big tough guy, but he didn't come this year. He ducked what would have been retribution, their chance to retaliate. You avoided the consequences of your actions, and they thought it was a shot to your integrity. The quote was, John isn't the person you think he is. That was said by our market manager.
Well, yeah, if I'm not the guy that just takes an afternoon off midweek to play games, I'm a guy that does show up to work when needs to work and puts in the time and effort to hopefully, I mean, some would disagree, be good at what he does, then I guess maybe I'm not the individual that you thought. I mean, if hard work is the detriment, dedication is the detriment, then I guess I'm the latter.
The email read, and it was a long email detailing, you know, thanks for coming out to the picnic. We had a great time. Shout out to Jimmy Powers' kickball team for winning everything. One of the last paragraphs starts, lastly, the water balloon chaos was missing a key player from last year. Apparently, John Jansen was still traumatized from last year's water balloon beating that he couldn't handle the stress of attending this year. Please keep John and his water balloon fears in your thoughts.
So let's go back to the way this story started. All right. I was able to hit market manager. I was able to hit promotions. I was able to hit, and because a lot of people would say, you know what, I'm not going to do that to my boss. And because we have many bosses here. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people would say, you know what, anybody that is on the same level as me, or, you know, maybe somebody that's, in your opinion, is lower than you on the totem pole, those would be your targets. No, I go for the top of the line.
You punch up. You don't punch down.
There is no one that I won't hit with a wisecrack or water balloon or bucket of water.
Heather, how would you describe what you picked up yesterday at the picnic? Like the animosity towards John, the calling out of John.
Oh, it gets even worse. I'm going to share this one on. A phone call at that time.
Oh, yeah, I was there. Lori goes, I'm going to call John.
Oh, yeah, Lori called me. And love Lori. We're going to have a discussion today because of how it ended. And the tone of, and I know she put a lot of work in. And she does a great job every time putting this together. So, okay, pump your tires. All right, now it's that sandwich where I'm going to give you in the little in the middle. That's not quite as tasteful. She says, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm working," because I had to stop in the middle of an interview that I was having, and I took the phone call. I said, "I'm working." Well, what are you doing? I'm working. Where are you? In Ann Arbor. All right. And well, you are missing the mandatory company picnic. I said, mandatory? I'm like, I know it was suggested. It was heavily suggested. But, and then I said, well, I'm sorry, I'm working. I won't be able to be there. I talked to Jimmy about it earlier. And then all I hear was click. Oh, you're going to hang up on me. This is how this is going to go. So yeah, I was a little bit on edge yesterday. Saw the company email, which I thought was very entertaining, and it was very entertaining at the end as well. You know, and yes, I couldn't be there.
Conveniently.
It wasn't like I was laying at the beach. I didn't go fishing, which is where I really wanted to be.
Didn't go to Egypt.
I didn't go to Egypt. Yes.
Just tell Charles Woodson to wait or delay for another day. It's no big deal.
Yeah, Charles was in town. So if everybody wants to know, in the coming weeks, there will be an episode on the In the Trenches podcast with my former teammate, Heisman Trophy winner, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Charles Woodson. And he's not in town all the time. So I had an opportunity to interview him. It will be good for the podcast. Mm-hmm. It will be, that was working. Then there were some other things that I had to do that will benefit the station, benefit the podcast. And so, yeah, Lori, I was working.
I was next to her during the phone call. The tone was not as argumentative as you're making it out to be.
Mandatory
was clearly tongue in cheek.
That's how it came across. So that's why I said I will address it today. I didn't think I was going to have to address it on air, but I will.
Here we are.
And I will playfully address it when I see Lori. But there's some other things that still need to be done that I'm waiting for her. And maybe, depending on the tone, I will say, if you were working yesterday, those things would be done.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Now you're firing back at the coworkers.
If I'm going to take strays, trust me, I'll fire back.
Heather, is John creating a hostile work environment?
I'm responding, which you asked me to do,
I just can't believe how serious this water balloon fight is taken. I've never been to the company picnic, so that was...
I have skills in a lot of different areas. I mean, Stoney and I, last year, we did the three-legged race.
Did you really?
We had. Oh, yes.
How did that go?
And let me just tell you this. If you want to do a three-legged race...
Pick anybody
but
Stoney.
Don't pick Stoney as your partner.
Yeah.
Just don't. Love Stoney. We had fun. I laughed a lot, but we lost miserably. And I don't care where you're at. If it's the company picnic, if you're in the backyard, we mentioned this earlier. It's all about the win. And I was literally trying to pick him up and run in this potato sack for 50 yards.
I don't think they did that this year.
I saw the potato sack.
Oh, did you see it?
No,
I missed
three,
that.
I didn't see it. I didn't say the whole time either.
Okay.
Yeah. But, in terms of the water balloon toss.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center. Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a toss for a little while, but there's always extra ones, and then they become water balloon bombs.
Oh, and there was squirt guns involved, and people were hiding out, and then I had Brooks, because I had to bring Brooks with me, and they're like, oh wait, I shouldn't sit here by the baby, because what if we get attacked as well?
Yeah, so the trick then becomes, because everybody wants to hide under the pavilion, or right near it, right? So you throw the bomb so it hits the roof, but when it explodes, it hits everybody that might be in that area. So you get a direct hit without a direct hit.
Now, it was explained that you dumped like a bucket of water. Was this balloons or water?
No, it was water. Yeah, by that time, because the balloons had been used up. And so there was an opportunity. There was a hose there. You fill up the bucket. It was a wasn't a bucket. It was a storage bin.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, maybe, 3 feet by 2 feet. And
I think it's where they had put the water balloons.
It was filled water balloons.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So I had lifted that up and doused a few individuals, reloaded that, and continued to douse.
Listen, points for creativity. You went above and beyond. That was more than just throwing a water balloon at someone. Like but you don't feel any kind of feeling towards ducking the retribution this year?
I wasn't ducking. If I had gone home to take a nap, that would be ducking. Well, how about this? All right, Heather.
Yeah.
What's your commute?
It's almost an hour.
Hats off to you.
Yeah.
Because when is it or has it ever happened that we have these company events? We get done at 10. Our day starts, most of us get here at about 5 o'clock. We leave, we wake up around 4, maybe a little bit before, maybe a little bit after. All right. I love what I do. I love the time of day I do. I'm a morning person. But why do we always have to be the ones that stick around for company meetings, company outings? Let's start it at about 10:15 or 10:30. Midday show's not going to be there either way.
It would be awesome. I did debate. I got halfway because now there's some exits that are closed, so my drive is a little bit longer. And I thought I got halfway here, and I thought, should I just turn around and go home?
Yeah, because you brought your infant child with you.
I had to because I'm a mom. What am I going to do? I can't leave him at home. So he came along for the ride.
And he was mean mugging me.
He was. He did not smile.
He wouldn't smile.
At all.
I was waving. I was like, hi. You see why I don't like kids? They don't like me.
Nothing like airing the company dirty laundry at 7 in the morning.
Couple quick ticket texts. We got news. We got 2 Grand Slam. And we got the biggest headline from Lions day one of training camp. Quick ticket text. This one says, I'll never blame a guy for skipping a corporate outing. John, you're digging yourself a bigger hole. You're making Michigan men look bad. That's a shame.
For working?
John, sounds like you can't take criticism. Typical Michigan arrogance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I'll just take the day off.
I would pay Costa for free tickets to watch the station water balloon fight next year. Hashtag Jansen Revenge Tour, Jake and Howell. Someone says, I don't know if I can listen to the show anymore. First, Jim calls in sick to watch March Madness, and now John's using Charles Woodson to avoid a water balloon challenge. I feel bad for Charles being dragged into this.
Okay. Just from a fan perspective, would you rather be in a water balloon fight or spend the afternoon with Charles?
We won't make that a poll question. I think I know how the results would go.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
What's that? Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.